Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, WAMS, on this soggy Wednesday here in the nation's capital. I'm Burke Allen, and today we're talking health, nutrition, and what could be making us all sick. Our guest today is Catherine Frompovich. Her book is Our Chemical Lives and the Hijacking of Our DNA. And Catherine, welcome to WAMS.
Thank you, and I appreciate being with you and your listening audience.
You talk in the book about, and by the way, you've been at this for several years now, about, from the Industrial Revolution and onward, how the world has become more and more toxic to each of us, and you know, that's in the atmosphere, the water, and the soil, and you put forth the proposition that is contributing to our lack of health. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, we have to go back and look at, first of all, genetics and lineage and so on and so forth. Animal husbandry is very familiar with this. They keep better logs on who sired whom than humans do. And recently people have been getting into that with genetic history and follow-up. But we as human beings have not evolved over the course of the millennia, and we've been around for maybe hundreds of thousands of years evolving after Creator created us, and we just have not been evolving with all these newly formed chemicals and insecticides, pesticides, you name it, that have come on recently within the last 75 years in such a prolific amount. I think it was in September of 2009, the 50 millionth chemical was given its chemical number.
Is that right?
Yes. If I remember my statistics correctly, I think that is outrageously ridiculous. I mean, having all these chemicals, and most of them, quite frankly, if not all of them in some categories, are never tested on their interaction with infants, children, prenatally, or the atmosphere, or a lot of them are done on animals, but just for specific things. So we really don't know what kind of time bomb we're sitting on.
Catherine J. Frompovich is our guest today. Her book is Our Chemical Lives and the Hijacking of Our DNA, a probe to what's probably making us sick. And you can visit her online at CatherineJFrompovich.com. And let me spell that last name, Frompovich. That's Catherine J. Frompovich.com. And this is sort of a lifelong interest for you in sort of nature and the natural way. And you have, degrees, as I was reading about you, Catherine, in nutrition and holistic health sciences.
Yes, but I studied natural nutrition. I did not study to become a registered dietitian, which is quite different. I learned how the food interacts with the biochemistry of the human body. And dietitians, in most respects, just support and promote food processing industry information.
Give me, from a layman's perspective, a couple of things that the average listener can do right now to do a better job with what they're ingesting on a daily basis.
Okay, well, I know this is going to sound off the wall, but unfortunately, most people are drinking fluoridated water, and fluoride is a protoplasmic poison, and it does not really help in decreasing cavities as it was supposed to have. It is contributing in many cases to atherosclerosis and other diseases, including cancer.
So how do you switch it up? How do you get the fluoride out of your water?
Well, if you want to do something at a home basis, you can get a process called reverse osmosis, and you put that on your main coming into the house, inside the house. It's a little pricey, but it takes out all all toxins. I'd say 99 and 44, 100% of all the toxins that would be coming through the main. And fluoride isn't the only thing. There's chlorine and various other different flocking agents, aluminum, that really are questionable from the standpoint they put them in the water to say it's potable, but yes, it does have all side effects.
So, Catherine, now on the water that you pick up if you buy bottled water at the store, better, worse, or no different?
Well, the bottled water, if it's in plastic, is very dangerous because we've been hearing recently about the plastic in baby bottles, BPA, bisphenol A. You don't want to be drinking bisphenol A in your water. And one of the things most people don't understand is what's called a pH, you know, acid-alkaline balance. And depending upon the acidity and alkalinity of the water, it will, just from staying in the container that it's been packaged in, it will leach out those chemicals. Sometimes you can even taste like a plastic taste in the water. If that's the case, you're definitely drinking some toxic chemicals.
Okay, so clean up your water intake. What about on the food end? Give me a good tip that you can take care of on the food you eat.
Well, I would suggest, and I do practice, eating organically grown foods because there is now genetically modified organisms or genetically modified foods in the entire food chain in the United States, and we aren't aware of it. Consumers aren't informed about it because FDA will not allow the labeling of the labeling of genetically modified foods to be labeled as such. Europe has that. Europe has rejected, I think it was in 1989, they decided absolutely they don't want to have GMOs in their food. We've been eating GMOs for about 10 years now, and there's the possibility that we can be having many digestive problems and intestinal problems because of these genetically modified organisms, plus allergies. One instance is most people aren't aware that a tomato, ordinary tomato, now is crossed with a fish gene.
Is that right? A fish gene in your tomatoes?
That's right. And if people are allergic to fish and they're eating tomatoes, they could be having serious health problems that they aren't aware of. There are so many transgenetic foods now where they take something that normally would not have appeared in a natural or nature way, and they cross it into something else. And there's transgenic and cisgenic GMOs that are now on the market. Plus, most of the corn and most of the soy grown in this country are genetically modified, and they are ubiquitous in all processed foods. You have some form of them in your processed foods. Currently, I'm working with a group that is going to be trying to get afloat in this country or into the public consciousness, a tipping point on genetically modified organisms. And October 10th, 1910 is the kickoff date to have FDA mandate that genetically modified or engineered food products have to be labeled on packaging labels.
We started the interview with A Natural Woman by Aretha Franklin, and we're speaking with a very natural woman, Catherine J. Frampovich. Her book is Our Chemical Lives and the Hijacking of Our DNA. It's a probe into what's probably making us sick, and if you'd like to join the conversation, our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. This is Burke Allen, broadcasting live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Catherine, you are in Philadelphia, the home of the cheesesteak of all things, and we're talking healthy food. What if, you know, you want to go out with your family for an evening meal? That's something that I think we all like to enjoy at one time or another. How can you eat healthier when you're out at a restaurant?
Well, I used to tell people that fish was probably the healthier protein to eat. What's happening now in the Gulf, I don't know. I don't think people will be ever eating shrimp out of the Gulf of Mexico anymore because of all of the core exit 9500 that they have dispersed throughout those waters.
Sure.
Plus, there has been all other kinds of problems with farmed fish in particular because of the feeds they give to them. which are genetically modified also. Would you believe that?
Wow.
Yes.
So you know, there have to be some good nuggets of wisdom out there, or else I think we would all lose, and maybe that's not such a bad thing, 30 pounds on the Catherine Frumpovich diet.
Well,
but what would you recommend in terms of eating out in a restaurant?
I would tend to go with, first of all, if you couldn't find a place, and a lot of restaurants are doing this now, they're saying they're doing natural style cooking or organic cooking. I know in Washington, D.C., there's a great restaurant on the street that has organically grown foods. I would suggest sticking with more of a vegetarian-type meal. I wouldn't be too heavy into grains because they're being monkeyed with very nicely. And just go with chicken. I think chicken could be probably the safest because most of the chemicals gravitate in the growing animal to the fat. And with chicken, the fat you can find in like globs and that you can pull it off if you've ever, you know, cooked chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not getting, in my opinion, as much of the toxins because the fat is encapsulated and you can take it away. There may be some going into the tissue that you're eating, but I would say chicken would probably be the best. And not to have it grilled over an open fire, because then any type of fire or flame that hits food makes what's called a polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbon, which could possibly be a cancer-inducing agent in the gut.
Those are lots of big words and pretty scary when you tell us what they are. Catherine J. Frumpovich is the author of this new book, Our Chemical Lives and the Hijacking of Our DNA. She's written several books, has actually hosted a cooking show on TV and showed folks ways to prepare natural foods, represented alternative health care interests on Capitol Hill here in Washington, D.C., and for several years was the editor of the Healthcare Rights Advocate, a quarterly newsletter centered on the politics of healthcare in the United States. She's also been published in the Journal of Orthomolecular Medicine and other alternative healthcare journals. And we have just a couple of minutes left, so let's talk about preparing foods at home. Can you give me a couple of tips on what you should look for and how best to prepare them to protect yourself and your family from a health standpoint?
Okay, I would suggest that if you go to the regular supermarket, fine, look in the organically grown section, and there is on the produce aisle a number that they scan, and if it has a 9 before it, like I think bananas is 4011, so if it has a 94011, that means it's organic bananas. So anything that has a 9 before it will tell you that it's organically grown. I would suggest asking your supermarket manager to bring in more organically grown foods. They are the safest. They're not 100% because they are in the same world as we are, but they're the best that you can do. Organically grown eggs, organically grown chicken, lamb that's imported from either New Zealand or Australia is safer than beef grown in our country, I truly believe, because they don't put all the hormones and antibiotics into it. And, of course, if you know of someone who has a farm that slaughters pigs or cows and grazes grass-fed cattle, then you're getting probably the best meat that you could possibly buy, because animals really were not meant to eat genetically modified corn or genetically modified hay or alfalfa or genetically modified anything.
Catherine J. Frumpovich is the author of Our Chemical Lives and the Hijacking of Our DNA. We have 30 seconds left. Quick question. Is it worth the extra money that you pay for organic foods? And do you foresee a time in the future when those will be as inexpensive as non-organic foods?
In my opinion, I eat 95% organically grown. I'm a widow, and I live off of a fixed income, so it's very important, but I don't go to the doctor, and I don't have doctor bills, and I don't take any medication at all, and haven't.
It all comes out in the wash at the end of the day for you, then. Excellent.
Now, I don't know if that's the case, but as far as organic food being a thing of the future, unless the big agricoms can take it over, That's what the consumer is after and wants. And are we going off air?
We have just a couple of seconds left. Catherine, thank you so much for being on the program today.
I really appreciate it, and good health to your listening audience.
Good health indeed. The book is Our Chemical Lives and the Hijacking of Our DNA, a probe into what's making us sick, by Catherine J. Frumpovich. It's available at Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. I'm Burke Allen. Thanks for listening.